This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, it's almost time for the dog days of summer. No, that's a long ways off. We are ready to kick off summer with a great event at the Town Toyota Center, because Town Toyota Center is going to the dogs. And we welcome Jennifer Bouchong with an event started just a couple of years ago. Jennifer, this was an idea that you helped foster, and now it is this the third annual?
This is the third annual Dog Days. It's a family show. We really say this is for the whole family, kids, as well as your four-legged friends.
Yeah, what a great idea. We were just visiting just with Kevin. He got done with the news, and I loved what you said. You said when people talk about their dogs, it makes them happy.
It does. I mean, the dogs are your man's best friend, right? And we all love our dogs. Those are those of you that have a dog, you know how much it's near and dear to our heart, and it's something that is for, that's why we thought, well, let's do a dog show. Let's have a show that we can reach out to owners and do some education behind it, as well as provide some free stuff. So it's free to enter. It is Saturday, June 29th. It's from 10 to 3. We will have over 30 vendors there, all giving away some free products, promotional items. Thanks again to Coastal Farm and Ranch for presenting the show. They will be giving away some really nice gift cards. But you'll find everything from the Wenatchee Kennel Club. They'll have a rally station. Rally is for a dog sport. It's based on obedience. They'll have agility training, you know, those courses that are obstacle courses, show handling, and meet the breed. So maybe, Dave, you want to adopt a boxer, but you're not quite sure how it's going to interact, say, with the kids or the grandkids. Well, here at this show, you can come and meet a boxer, or maybe a Doberman, or maybe a big or a little Chihuahua. So we'll have experts on hand so you can talk to and really get all the good education information.
It's very important. Now, we have a Labradoodle, and it's very important that you know what you're getting into with the breed and the variety and just how much dog you can handle. Exactly.
That's right. And I think thanks again, Wenatchee Kennel Club, as well as the Wenatchee Humane Society will be there. They'll be showing some dogs that are up for adoption, as well as providing some education information that they have there on hand. We have Pet Hub. We will have Firehouse Pet Shop. I know we all love walking into Firehouse Pet Shop. And so they will be there. Club Pet, Pet Smart, Riverside 9, Coastal, Pet Stop, the Ag Supply, the YMCA, Nationwide Insurance. So something really for everyone. If you're looking at dog adoption or doggy daycare, we will have resources and people there. And it's just been such a fun thing for the entire family.
So I thought this was interesting. You're going to have the Cashmere Veterinarian Clinic there with a little bit of an animal pet clinic. This will be kind of educational for kids.
That's right. So think of the hands-on clinic that they can come in, they can test the dog, they can put the stethoscope on and show the heartbeat. She said she's even going to do possibly a little bit of acupuncture, so a stuffed animal dog. And kids can learn to take a look at that, as well as some x-ray machines. So it really is something for the children to really understand and explore about being a veterinarian, too.
We're talking with Jennifer Bouchong from Town Toyota Center about Dog Days, a family show. It's a great event coming up on Saturday, June 29th. There's going to be a beauty pageant. Tell us about that.
So if you want to enter your dog in the pageant, you can come at 10 o'clock, enter him there, just sign up your name and his name and maybe what he's wearing. And at noon to about 12, 12:15, 12:30, we will have, you can parade your dog around, and we'll have narrators that will introduce you and your dog. And then at 12:30, we have a mutt strut. So starting from small dogs to tall dogs, you can strut your mutt around. And thanks again to the Wenatchee Kennel Club for announcing and partnering with us. But they will take that. It's about anywhere from $2 to $5 for some of these events. We also have a photo booth. So maybe you want to bring your dog in and you'll have that nice scenic background, those green screens. And so take a picture with your dog. So that's a lot of fun as well. We have two caricature artists from Seattle. That has been a really popular thing the last 2 years. So this year we do have two of those. Those are $25 per portrait or two for 30. So get there early. They're from 10 until about 2. And
that's the thing where you pose for it and they kind of draw you.
Yeah, like the big fat heads.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
Kind of cartoon style. But those are fun to have.
They are. They've been just a hit, and the artists have been really great and great to work with. So that is something that we are doing. Of course, we're going to have our Beyond Creations Catering, our food and beverage department, the Town Tudor Center. And, of course, Dave, we're going to be selling those special theme hot dogs.
Oh, you got to have that. Ice cold Pepsis and adult beverages as well. Is this going to be kind of almost a full day, 10 to 3? If kids are getting a little wound up, Trinity Inflatables there to work off some excess energy as well.
That's
right. So it's a full family event.
And you can come in and out, enjoy the wonderful weather. We have a beautiful lawn. We have some potty stations as well. And, you know, maybe walk over the park, come back, and have a nice walk in this. And
so this is kind of like a dog show fun style without being highbrow and stuffy and stuff like that, and educational as well.
That's right. It's a vendor show for people who love dogs. So if you're looking for a new leash for your dog, or maybe you're looking for a new dog toy, but you're not quite sure which one to get, or maybe you just want to come and check out all the free new items and the hot products that are on the market, this is a place for you. Or you're looking for a nice cool place to entertain the kids for the day. This is something too, or maybe you're a grandparent right now and you're wanting your kids to go to the park a little bit and then enjoy this dog days.
So a lot of stuff going on, again, sponsored by Coastal Farm and Ranch. So how did this idea come up? How did this whole thing come into your mind?
Yeah, so Linda Haglund and I, shout out to Linda from the Downtown Association, we were having coffee one day and we started talking about what's going on in Wenatchee and how much people love their dogs, and she brought up one thing and I brought up another, and this just happened, and it's been a very much a success thanks to all of our vendors, our supporters, our great staff we have at the Town Tudor Center. I must say the staff has put this on and really led with it, because really, Dave, who doesn't love their dog, right? This is something for, we all love our dogs. They're such a big part of the family. And we're realizing, how many dogs actually live even within a block from us at Riverside 9. So thanks again to Riverside 9 for being such a great partner, as well as 600 Riverside this year.
Okay. So if you want to bring your dog, I think you're asking just one thing. As long as they're well behaved, You can bring your dog. That's the one thing. That's really about it, right?
Right. Well behaved and on a leash.
There you go.
So we will have some extra leashes for those that may have forgotten, but they must be on a leash. You will sign a little as you walk in the door, just that your dog is on a leash. Come on in. It's free to attend. And then we encourage you, obviously, to check out all the activities. So we will be selling activity, kind of like carnival tickets. They're $1 a piece. We're throughout town and at Coastal Farm and Ranch. We have tickets valued for $1, so a little bit of a discount there, but because several of our activities cost anywhere from $2 to $25.
And I can't believe I'm going to say this for the first time in my lengthy radio career. Poopy bag. Should you bring your own little poopy bag?
We will supply those. Oh, okay. Thanks again, Wenatchee Kennel.
I just been wondering, you know, okay. So is this indoors and outdoors or what?
It's all indoors.
Oh, okay.
And temperature inside the Town Tudor Center. So definitely if it's hot out, we will have the air conditioning on. It will be very pleasant inside.
Yeah.
But definitely it's open. Come as you go. So if you want to come at 10 o'clock and check out maybe one activity, if you need to leave for some reason, you can definitely come back. I know people that have brought one dog and, you know, decided to look around and then, or they come back and they want to bring the other dog for the caricature artist. And
there
so
you
can have several of your dogs.
Sounds like fun. So that's coming up on the 29th. And thanks to all the great folks that are helping make this possible, including the Wenatchee Kennel Club, if we didn't mention them. So what kind of dog do you have?
I have a dog. He's a Labrador, and his name is Bear, and he has done the commercials for the last few times, and I know that our general manager, Mark, just got a new little Dachshund puppy, so he's doing some of the new commercials this year, and so we all love our dogs. They're so special.
Is this Bear here?
No, that is not Bear, but dogs are just calming, and they make us feel good. And you know that they're going to always be there, so why not give back to them? And why not reach out and spend some time with them at this event and or get stuff for them at this event and bring it home so they can enjoy. We have BarkBox and Chewy.com, too. They're going to be giving away some special fun gift bags and different things like that. And all the vendors are just great to work with. The Grocery Outlet, the Wenatchee Wild will be there, Ag Supply, Paws and Claws, Happy Tales, Wenatchee Kennel Club, of course, and our Town Tutor Center will be there talking about our new upcoming programs that we have with our Learn to Skate program and some other kids' activities, because this really is for the kids, it's families. There's going to be activities going on all day long. The Eastmont Park will be there, Eternal Paws, Pet Hub, A Paw Above. So really something going on that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, and our sister station, The Bridge, is going to be there, and they've got a little pet club that they're getting sign-ups, and you can sign up and get a Bridge sticker. Yes, a radio station giving away a sticker.
Yeah, that's great. We love it. And KV3 will be there, I believe, most of the day, too. So yeah. We're looking forward to just really having something for everyone. This is a wonderful event, and we hope to see it just continue to grow with your support.
Okay, well, while we've got you here, let's talk about REO Speedwagon and Weird Al Yankovic. Two big shows coming to the Town Toyota Center.
Weird Al is selling really well, I must say. If you want to go to Weird Al, it's with the Wenatchee Valley Symphony. It's August 13th. Get your tickets today. Selling very fast. Groups 10 or more with all of our events receive either $5 to $10 off each ticket. And then coming up 2 weeks after that, August 27th, we have REO Speedwagon with Great White. So a fun classic rock and end of summer bash that we're going to do some fun things. We're going to announce real soon with that show. Tickets, you know, get your groups together. It's the party. It's the place to be. I always say it's a good place to network and socialize and have a great time.
Now, I assume, you know, like some of these artists, you know, you have to bring in a piano for them because it's hard for them to travel with their piano. I assume Weird Al travels with his own accordion.
You know what? I assume as well. I have not read the writer, the agreement, in that detail, but I know our staff has, and I know that the Wenatchee Symphony, which we're thrilled, which is phenomenal, the symphony in itself, and so we're thrilled to be partnering with them to put this on, and that they can come in, and instead of, you know, we could have used any symphony. But we said, hey, we have a wonderful symphony here in Wenatchee. We want to make sure that we can use them for the show.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a show. So Weird Al Yankovic will be here, and a lot of times the artists get a little spare time before the show and wander around town or go out on the loop trail. So keep your eyes peeled. I wonder what Weird Al will think of Wenatchee.
I'm sure. How could you not? You know, Kelly Clarkson, when she came in 2012, she said, Wenatchee, this is paradise. And she's since then, you can Google it, and she's had videos on it and say that we do. We live in paradise. This is a beautiful place. The Town Toyota Center, we are just so grateful for everyone that worked to put that together, because it is a beautiful building, and hands down, every single artist that comes in says this is a gorgeous facility right adjacent on the waterfront. It's beautiful in Wenatchee in August, of course, and so we feel very grateful to have some outstanding national, you know, recognized artists and for your entertainment.
Well, I know Amy Grant biked at least some of the Loop Trail, and I'm sure you hear some of these stories of what they like to spend a little time after checking in and maybe doing a little mic check or whatever they like to do.
a little bit beforehand. Amy Grant, she biked it the first time, had such a great time, got up the next morning and biked it again and took a picture and sent it over to us. But it was just, yeah, she was a great artist. All of them have been great. Cheryl Crow, got to see some wineries beforehand and check out the landscape. Kelly, of course, you know, was with her trainer on the Apple Loop Trail. So all of them, a lot of them you'll see at restaurants or the stores, and they don't necessarily tell us all the time where they're going to go, but, they definitely, it's been really fun to be able to be here in Wenatchee and bring in these wonderful artists. So, thanks again to our great staff and as well as the community for supporting this, because without your support, we couldn't continue to do what we do.
Yeah. REO Speedwagon and Great White, and then Weird Al Yankovic with the Wenatchee Symphony. And, of course, they'll also be performing at the 4th of July. So they've got a busy month of July, don't they?
They do. And it will be fun. TownToyotaCenter.com for all your events, happenings. We will be announcing hopefully some new shows real soon. So take a look, as well as all of our classes, our ice skating classes, all the information about the iFiber rink, anything else at the Town Toyota Center. So TownToyotaCenter.com, all your events, lists, and happenings right there.
Get ready, Town Toyota Center going to the Dogs Saturday, June 29th. That'll be from 10 till 3. Sounds like a great event if you are a dog owner or maybe even thinking about it. That's a great place to maybe figure out what is the most appropriate breed for you. Jennifer, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
And third annual for the Dogs?
Third annual for the Dogs.
Right.
Get down.
Sounds like a lot of fun. 12:31 now on the agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, there's a great event coming up this Saturday evening at the Quincy Senior Center. It's a taco feed and dessert auction, and for senior centers all across our region. These types of events are very, very important. So Stacia Sukup joins us. And Stacia, thanks. You've got a big event coming up on Saturday night, so we wanted to let folks know about that. Get their tickets, and let's talk about some of the other programs as well. But first off, tell us about a big Saturday night.
Well, thank you, Dave. We are very excited about our upcoming taco feed and dessert auction fundraiser for the Quincy Senior Center. We're already busy preparing a wonderful meal. We have about 35 people donating desserts. It's going to be a really fun, fabulous evening. Dinner starts at 5, followed by a silent auction, and we just encourage you all to come out and enjoy a wonderful meal. Our cooks are just the best in town, and we'd just love to meet you.
So when is the start, and can you get tickets to the door? How does that all work?
It starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 22nd, and the tickets are $10, and they are available at the door.
Just show up at the door. The whole family's welcome, right?
Everyone is welcome. The entire community is welcome, young and old alike. Please come. Starts at 5 p.m. Sure to be a really fun evening.
So this sounds like good old-fashioned home cooking.
It is definitely good old-fashioned home cooking. It's the only thing we do around here, the only kind of cooking we do.
So I remember speaking with you several months back. You've got a great kind of a lunch program there as well. Folks are welcome to stop by any time. So tell me a little bit about that as well.
We serve lunch Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 11:30 to 12:30. Members' cost is $5 a meal. A non-member is $6, and you don't have to be a senior to enjoy our wonderful cooking here. And we also do carry out and delivery within the Quincy city limits.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Yes, it is. And on Thursdays, we have our member dinner at 6 p.m., and that's always very well attended.
So, like any community, a senior center is kind of a hub of activity. But with this event, sounds like you're trying to bring everybody together since the community is invited to come for lunch. How's that going in terms of bringing people together?
I think it's going really quite well. We do have some members that are bringing their younger grandchildren for lunch and dinners. And we just are really all about community. You don't have to be an elderly person to come in and enjoy the benefits of the senior center. However, if you are a senior 50 years and plus, it's a great place to come and get exercise, education on healthcare needs, nutrition, great place for fellowship. It's just a really wonderful place to hang out.
So, you know, I guess I'm probably typical, and we're talking with Stacia Sukup with the Quincy Senior Center. I'm going to turn 60 next month, and I don't necessarily think of myself as maybe clientele for a senior center, and that's where a lot of folks are kind of missing the boat. We tend to think of ourselves as, oh, I'm not ready for that. Hey, you're missing the boat. There's all kinds of great things going on.
I would agree with that. Senior centers today aren't where you're not going to find people who aren't active. Senior centers today are all about being active and maintaining the ability to help yourself. We have a sail class that meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's an exercise class that just about any age group can partake in, and it helps with balancing and just keeping your body moving. It's very important to keep your body moving. It's actually been proven to help with the brain health. There's all sorts of different things we offer here. We have line dancing on Mondays, which is a new activity that we have here, and it's just been so fabulous and very well received. And you don't have to be a member to participate. However, we do encourage membership, of course.
Oh, of course, of course. So have you got some other big events kind of planned for this summer with a busy summer ahead, some other activities you want to let folks know about?
Well, we don't have any other fundraisers or specific events planned as yet. I will be working on our next field trip, and I'm not sure where we're going to go yet. I'm thinking about perhaps Rocky Reach Dam, where we can be inside and enjoying some history of the local area. But that is my goal, is to be doing some kind of a field trip once a month.
What's you've been at the Quincy Senior Center for a year or so now, has it?
Yeah, about a year and a half now.
Okay, and I guess full disclosure, Stacia's husband is one of our great coworkers here at the radio station, and I spotted the poster up on the wall, and I said, they're doing a great job out there at the Quincy Senior Center, and I'm going to give her a call and pass along the word. The taco feed and dessert auction is coming up this Saturday evening. How are you enjoying it out there?
I'm really enjoying the community of Quincy. It's really a tight-knit community of people helping one another, and I truly enjoy that. And I myself, I appreciate being able to help others in my job as director here. It's always something new to learn, something new to help with, and I'm just feeling right at home here.
Yeah. Stacia's husband, JP, works here at the radio station, handles all the production, and is on the Quake 102.1, and he commutes to Wenatchee. Quincy, kind of a bedroom community now for the Wenatchee area, and you're enjoying the community out there, right?
It's very nice. It's really a nice place to live. I would encourage anyone, if you haven't been to Quincy lately, you need to come give us a drive around. We have a new public market. It's really fabulous. There's things happening here. We have a brand new high school. Oh, my gosh. We're growing.
Yeah, my daughter is going to be teaching at the new Ancient Lakes School starting in the fall. She's an elementary teacher out there, and she's going to be moving out to Ancient Lakes. I know that we're going to be having Pat Haley, who's working with the city now in a new capacity, joining us on the program, I think, sometime in July. We're going to get him to talk about all the things going on out in Quincy. Again, the Quincy Senior Center is going to have a big taco feed and dessert auction coming up on this Saturday evening. Dinner starts at 5 p.m., $10 per person. All ages are welcome. You get tickets for sale at the door. We're talking with the director, Stacia Sukup. These types of fundraisers are really, really important to maintain a vibrant senior center in a community such as Quincy. Correct, Stacia?
That is absolutely correct, yes.
So, we've talked about your, I guess, lunch program that you have several days a week. Even delivery, that is take out and delivery. That's pretty impressive. What other kinds of programs do you have kind of on an ongoing basis there?
Well, on an ongoing basis, weekly, we have Monday, we have line dancing. We have a group that meets for weight loss, sensible weight loss. It's entitled TOPS. We have coffee social hour every Tuesday morning, which is really a fun time. I enjoy all those who come and visit, talk about old times, talk about current events. They enjoy coffee and homemade goodies that we make here at the Senior Center. We also have a sail class on Tuesday, and on Wednesdays we have a bridge group that meets at 12:30, and we have a group of ladies called Chat and Stitch, and they get together and they knit hats for the local children in the schools.
Well, thanks for everything you're doing out there and keeping the Senior Center an active place, and like I say, program for everyone in the community to enjoy. And again, this Saturday night sounds like some great food. Taco Feed and Dessert Auction starts at 5 o'clock. Again, $10 per person and tickets for sale at the door. And you don't have to be a member, but you just might be after you taste that great food. Well, Stacia, thanks for joining us today. I wish you much success with the event coming up on Saturday night.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Have a wonderful day.